Okay, today is Daf Memvav, and we are on Daf Memvav. We are on the about 6-7 lines down where it says Tana Rabbanan. And today's Daf is Learn Le'ilu Nishmas Rachel Bas Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah, and the learning should be a Zechus for her Neshama. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'onchu Oso, and we will punish the man for making up a story that his wife was not a Basula. What does it mean for Unchu Oso? Zemamon, we make him pay. V'yisru, it says V'yisru. What does V'yisru mean? Zemalkus. That means Malkus, which is why we give this man two punishments. Now, Bishlam of Unchu Zemamon, I understand why the word Unchu means money. Dixiv, because it says V'unchu Oso Mea Ketzef, V'nasnu Lavia Naira. It says that Unchu means money. Ella, V'yisru Zemalkus Menolan. How do you know that the word V'yisru means Malkus? Right? So, how do you know that word? What does that word mean? So, Amar Rabbi Avo, Lamadnu Yisru mi Yisru vi Yisru mi Ben u Ben mi Ben. It's a complicated Gzeira Shava. It says, why? It says that a Ben Sorer Umore, it says vi Yisru. And it says, Vahaya im Bin Hakos Harasha, which is sort of Malkus. So we get from Ben to Ben that a Soromora gets Malkus, and for Yisru to Yisru, that a Motzi Shemra also gets Malkus. Azhara Lamotzi Shemra Minalan. What's the warning for Motzi Shemra? How do you know you're not allowed to do this? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lilo Seilach Rachel. Nas Pinas to Goshen Hara. Right? You can't speak bad about people, even your wife, you can't speak bad about her. So it's an exception. It's an exception. Normally, you don't get Malkus for a Lashon Hara, right? You know, by the way, you don't get Malkus for any Lav She'ema Maisa, right? But it's a good question. It's an interesting point. Rabbi Nathan Omer, it says Vinishmarta Mikol Dovar Ra. You should stay away from all bad. So I also thought you don't get Malkus for these statements in the Torah that are so broad. Like Vasisa Yashav Atov, do good things. That's what I say. What do you mean? What do you mean? Stay away from bed. What does that mean? It means anything, right? You get Malkus for that. So it's also interesting. Now, Rabbi Elazar, my time alone, Meahai. Sur Meira.
What is that part? Sur Meira. Say Tov.
So what is Sur Meira? That's statement of Mishnayos.
No, that's not in the.
It's in Pirkei Avos.
No, I think it's like
Mishlei. Okay.
Is that like a lashon?
No, in a way, yes. It includes 100 things. What do you mean? Stay away from bad. We're going to see in a minute. Well, why do they have two different psukim? Why do they have two psukim? One said from Lil Selach Rachel, and one said Mishmarta Mikol Devarah. Why don't they agree with each other? So the Gemara says, what's wrong with Mishmarta Mikol Devarah? So Ahumi Bar Lele Kid of Pinchas Ben Yar. The Mishmarta Mikol Devarah, what does that mean? Stay away from all bad. Mikan, Amr of Pinchas Ben Yar. Al Yahar Her Adam Bayom. A person shouldn't think about bad things. Well, impure, improper things by day. It'll come to have tum at night. So you're thinking about it all day, so at night you're going to come to do an aveira. So that makes a lot of sense too. Right? Stay away from bed. It can mean so many different things. V'ribnasin, my time alo amar mehai. Why didn't he want to learn out from Loseilach Rachel? Hahu hazhara lebestin. This is a very unusual statement. L'Selach Rachel is a warning for Bezdin. Shelo Yehe Rach Lozeh V'Kasha Lozeh. Don't be easy on one litigant and hard on another one. Right? I think Rashi says, Rach Lozeh. Rachel, Rosh Lashon, Rach Li Tihieh. What is Rachel? Rach Li. I'm going to be easy on him. Why? Because he's my neighbor. They shouldn't do that. That's what you learn from L'Selach Rachel?
It's just for Bezdin.
And that's Lashon Har also, right? Don't be a tailbearer. How do you get to that? Because Rachel means Rach Lozev, Akash Lozev. It's also difficult to go, what's going on here. Anyway, fine. Anyway, that's the Makar. Now we're going to get to a new thing. Ready? Lo Amar Le'edim. A guy didn't say to Edim. A guy did not say, listen guys, Bo, come, Ve'duni, right? And come testify on my behalf. I really can't stand my wife. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a whole plot now. We're going to say she wasn't a basula. Right? Because we said, without Edom, you're not going to get anywhere. Right? You need Edom. The guy did not say that. Rather, Vehain may Edin also me'elehen. They came on their own. They saw an injustice. They saw this woman going into a hotel room with some man. They found out that she was engaged at the time. So they felt it's right? So they came to bed. Saying that guy, two Edom see a guy bring Mechal Shabbos. So what do they have to do with this guy? Nothing. They warn him. He doesn't listen. He says, I don't care. So they come to Bezdin. And say, we have very bad news. We saw a guy be Mechal Shabbos. We warned him, a whole story. Right. Same thing over here. The man, the husband didn't orchestrate this. They came on their own.
Yeah, but he changed.
Happens to be, they're totally lying.
He did it during Erison.
Right.
And now he gets married 6 months later, has the suit, and goes to Bezdin the next morning. So
right, so remember, you asked me that already. On Daf Beis, we learned that in the morning, he says something's fishy over here.
Yeah.
How come you don't have a Dan Besulim?
And
she says, well, you know the whole story. And he says, I don't believe you.
Okay.
So he runs to Bezdin, and he makes an announcement, and everyone goes, oh, what's going on today in Bezdin? Oh, you don't understand, his husband came, it's the wedding night, and he came today, and these two guys are, hey, wait a minute, she was engaged? We thought that was her husband. We didn't know. We thought she was a married woman.
No.
Right? So what happened? They came and said, yeah, you know what? We saw this.
Okay, so there was no Asra in this case.
There was Asra. How could there be Asra?
How could there be Asra, I'm saying? I don't see the whole thing.
They can't be Asra because they originally thought that she wasn't doing it. They realized it's someone else.
If there's no Hasra, she can't be punished if there's no Hasra. Right?
But he could, though. Right?
Who's he?
The husband, he can get fined, even though there's no.
Now we're going to talk about the fines. So what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how this case could happen. But what's the case now? The case is they warned her. So now we have to change the case. They knew she's engaged to Reuven. They see her hanging out with Shimon. So what are you doing with Shimon? You were engaged to Reuven.
And they gave her Asura.
And they gave her Asura.
And then it's over, and then have a nice day.
Then maybe they thought that the engagement with Reuven broke off. Who knows what they thought? I don't know. Maybe he divorced her.
Maybe he divorced. What are they giving her?
Aren't you engaged? Yes, I'm engaged to Reuven. Okay, well, you know what you're doing right now is a big Avera.
Right.
Yeah, going to a hotel room with Shimon. It's a big Avera.
Right.
She's, I don't care about that Avera.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they thought that she. Maybe they heard wrong. Maybe Reuven divorced her the day before. Who knows? So anyway, rather the Edom came by themselves. He didn't orchestrate. The point is that he didn't hire people. He didn't orchestrate it. Edom came on their own, and it happens to be that they were lying. They were lying, right? So the Hayim Edom also me'eleim. So then who ain't a loke? The ain't a nosin may slime. He doesn't get malchus and doesn't have to pay. Why? I'm also a victim here. I didn't know this. I didn't know that these Edom were lying. I woke up in the morning. I saw there's no Dan Besulim. I said to her, what's going on here? And she told me a whole story. I didn't believe her. I came to Bezdin. Sure enough, the Edom are there. What do you want from me? That makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
Right? What do you want from me? I didn't. Right? He v'somameha, she or the Edom Zomim, makdim in lebeis haskila. Get skila. So what do you mean he v'somameha? What does that mean? He, she, or the she and the Edom? How could that be? It's one or the other. No, ela o he o zomim makdim in lebeis haskila. Okay. Either one, either she or the Edom that have turned out to be liars. Somebody has to get skila. Okay. Okay. Right? Taima. All this is true. Dilo Amar Lahu. Because the husband didn't orchestrate it. Right? Ha Amar Lahu. But what if the husband orchestrated it? What if the husband orchestrated it? Afa Gav Dilo Agrinhu. Even though he didn't pay them. Right? He found people that are so crooked, they're willing to do it for free. He didn't have to pay them even. Right? Lafuki mid Rav Yehuda, the Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyaskir Edim. No, you only chayiv if you actually pay the Edim. The Ksos HaChoshen says, you see from here, that it's mutter to pay Edim. The only time it's not mutter is if it's a lie. But let's say it's true. And the guy doesn't want to come. He has a busy guy at work. He can't take off. You know what? I'll pay. Happens in America today. He didn't get paid. You would think that it's improper. Right? It's the first question they ask today. Are you getting paid to be here today? It's the first question they always ask. A witness. You're being paid? A doctor comes, expert.
Is that a witness? It's a fact.
He's an expert.
Exactly.
Right, so the difference. But here, we're talking witness of the fact. The guy says, leave me alone. I don't want to get involved. I don't know. I'll pay you. That's a lie. Chas v'shalom, it's a lie. That's the truth. So it's a question. You see, it's mutter. It's only ma'aser here because it's a lie. Also, hack over here because it's a lie. What if it's mutter? The Ksoza Choshen, it seems it would be mutter, which is interesting. Right? Because you would think the minute there's a payment,
color,
right away it's all shady.
Again, I'm forgetting my family.
Yeah.
So you tell me this guy.
Paying them for their time.
Correct. You're paying them for their time.
Yes.
So you would think, listen, do me a favor, right? Yeah. Come down and tell. Okay, so you have to miss half a day of work. All right. Right? You do it for. Yeah.
So he's waiting a whole year, arranged a $200,000 wedding with 30-piece band. Guy, you know what? And the next morning we're going to come.
So,
and I'm gonna
so
come.
The Gemara said exactly what you just said. Nobody would go through the tircha.
Right. So,
nobody would go through the tircha to do that. Right. Nobody would do that.
Right.
Right?
So he's hiring Adam. He has to hire Adam in advance because he's running to Beis Din the next morning. He's going Thursday morning.
So maybe according to Behuda, it's really far-fetched. Right? Now, my time with the Behuda, what's the reason for this? You have to pay them. Amar v'avo, it's yasima sima. It's a gzera shava. Ksev hacha v'samla alilas devar. You put on her slander. Uksiv hasam, and it says by ribis, lo sasimun alav neshech. Don't give ribis. Don't put ribis on. It's a gzera shava. Ma lahalan mamon, afkan mamon. Amar v'nachan by Yitzchak, v'chein tani rabbi Yosef, tzidoni, bei rabbi Shimon by Yechoi, it's yasima sima. It's a gzera shava. And Rabbi Yirmiyah in Kedarko Bakodesh asks the same questions he always asks. But Rabbi Yirmiyah, Schar Mekarko Mahu, what about if you gave the guy land and there's no rivers on land? There's no rivers on land. You can overcharge as much as you want. Right? Or Pachas Mishava Pruta Mahu, what if you hire the guy for less than a Shava Pruta? There's no rivers on that either? You hear these questions? It says Rashi, Schar Mekarko, Rabbi Yehuda Mahu, Kiva Demi Ribis Gomar, Kesef, O Ochel. Since we learned it out from Ribis, Be'inan Dahavi Metaltalin, does it have to be Metaltalin, Kedichsivil Inyan Ribis, like it says by Ribis, O Dilma, Blumamonhu, the Gomar, Gzereshava. No, it's a Gzereshava for money. Vafilu Mikarkoi, even from Karka. So the truth is, if you think about it, the second half of the equation doesn't make any sense. Right? If it's a Gzereshava, then whatever ribis what applies by ribis applies to this, right? And by ribis there's no ribis on land, so there should be no issue if you pay the edim with land. It's what it should be. So what's the second half of the tzad?
Oh, you're hiring them.
What's the second half of the tzad? Well, what does Rashi say? Oh, dilma lemamon hu. Right? Oh, what does that mean? Oh, dilma lemamon hu. The gomar gzereshava. Because it's the Lord out of his eshava, feel him in karka, even from karka. That side of the equation is not so. So Tosfos says on top. Nira, it seems to me, the lav gzera shava gemurihi. It's not really a gzera shava. It's not really a gzera shava. Why? Midabai v'samach, because we ask in a minute, schar bekarka, if you pay with land, opachas mishava pruta mahu. Or what about less than a pruta? Afagav de'ein ribis bekarka. There is no ribis bekarka. Eladafka dumya de kesef v'ochel. Right? It's compared to kesef and ochel. V'lo pachos mishava pruta. Okay. So Tosfos is not really Gzeir Shavah, because if it would be a real Gzeir Shavah, this wouldn't be a question. So what is it? It's like the idea from Rivers. Okay.
It's a hard question. Do you care if you're getting $1,000 or a plot of land? I'd rather have the land.
What?
To entice you to come, do you care what you
get? I understand. Now, by the way, what about one more question? Shneim b'pruta mahu. What if two people, the two agents, between the two of them get a pruta? Huh? You hear that? So you say, well, one's really getting a pruta, one's getting nothing, or no, half a pruta for each. This question not answered. Now, next, by Rav Ashi, Hotzi Shemra, listen to this, Hotzi Shemra al Nesu'in HaRishonim Mahu. A couple gets married, then they get divorced. Then they get remarried, a month later, they get remarried. Now he says, by the way, the first time I married you, you were not a Basula. That's what he does. Right? After the second marriage, he wakes up and he has to tie down the first marriage. Oh, or al nesuei achiv mahu. What if a woman gets married to a man, and before nesuin the brother dies, so she falls to yibum, And now the Yavam said, "Hey, you're not a Basula." Right? But he wasn't the real married. He wasn't the real husband. So is he allowed a taina? Hey, you're not a Basula?
No, that's beyond the
So Pashat Miachada, one of these we could answer. Which one can we answer? Tani Reb Yonah, as biti nasati l'ish hazeh. No, I gave my wife to him. L'zeh v'lo li'avam. To this one and not to the other. I don't know the Yavam. L'hika. He died, a hard, terrible thing, he died. So that is not going to be a case of Motzi Shemra. The brother cannot make a case of Motzi Shemra.
How about if the guy dies? He has to recuse his wife of being...
I think we're going to get to that.
Or is there a Zika where he's not now having a whole investigation into his wife? Is that still... we ignore that and just say Yibam replies?
So, yesterday, we discussed the case where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Chachamim, whether or not you can make a taina of Motzi Shemra without having bia.
Yeah.
Remember we learned that yesterday? Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, wasn't that long ago, it was only yesterday. It's only yesterday. Yeah? So now, my Rabbanon, umay Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, what's that about? That machlokas. The Tanya, because you learned. Keitan Otsa Shemra. How does Motzi Shemra work? Bala Bezdin. You come to Bezdin, va'amar, and you say, Ploni, lo matazi lebitcha besulim. You say to the father, I didn't find besulim by your daughter. I didn't find such a thing. I didn't find it. Right? Im yesh edim shezin tachtav. If there are edim that she was mezana while they were engaged, yesh la ksuva mana. She gets a ksuva of $100. Says the Gemara, what? In Yeshayim, she's in the tacht of Yeshua Tzuva Mana? Baskilihi. She's going to get killed for that. No, that's not what I meant. Hachikam, that's not what I meant. In Yeshayim, she's in the tacht of Baskila. You're right. If there are Eidim, she gets Skila. What about Zinzamei Kara? What about there were Eidim that, and there were Eidim that she was Mizana before they got engaged? So she wasn't a Basula. You don't get killed for that. She was a Penuya. She was a single girl. And she did, not a good thing to do. She did it. And when she's dating her husband, she told the husband she's a Basula. So she lied to him. If that's the case, then yesh la ksuva mana. She only gets a mana ksuva because she's not a Basula.
Ultimately, but that's not grounds for divorce.
Right? No, not grounds for divorce. That's not grounds for Motzi Shemra. Nothing happened. No, she was a loose woman. That's all. That's all. She gets 100. That's all. Now, nimta sheshemra, eino shemra. If it turns out that the shemra is not the shemra, it's all baloney. Right? Then, hu loke, venosin meyasela, hu loke, he has to get malchus, venosin meyasela, and he has to give $100, bain baal, bain lo baal. Whether or not, he has relations with her. Right? That's what the chachamim hold. You can have Motzi Shemra, even without bia. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, really? You have Motzi Shemra without bia? So the monarchy had Motzi Shemra during Erison. What do you have to wait for the suin for? Because it happens while she's Erison anyway. So what do you have to...
I didn't know that.
Exactly. It's a whole very difficult, no?
Well, according to him, you could have it... We can't though? It's only the suin?
How do you... Yeah, it's only by the suin. You wake up in the morning and you say, hey, what's going on? You were in a basula. I didn't see any dam. Right. By the way, well, how does that even happen if you don't have any bia? How do you even know? Right?
You got a tip off. There was Aiden right then. The same idea.
Before they had Bia.
Someone said, by the way.
Said, don't even touch her. It could be. Okay. Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov Omer. No. Lo nemer dvar lo elo shabal. No. All this only applies if they have Bia. Now, Bishlam, Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov. According to Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov, it makes sense. Why? How does the pasuk says? Ubah aleha. He has relations with her. The ekrav aleha. He came close to her. El Rabbanon, my ball of ekrav aleha. What does that mean? He came on her. Doesn't have to even touch her. To make Motzi Shemra. What does that mean? What do those words mean? So,
isn't this in the realm of like Pesach Pesuach or whatever? In other words, he doesn't know anything. He just says there's no substantiation.
That's exactly what the Gemara is asking. He said, you hold off that question for 2 minutes. He comes to her with a taina, and he comes close to her with words, with tainas. Now, Bishlam Belaz ben Yaakov Hanadiksev lo matasi lo bitcha besulim. It makes sense. According to the Belaz ben Yaakov, he says, I didn't find besulim. I didn't find besulim by her. Ela the Rabbanon, who hold he doesn't even have to touch her. Might lo matasilu bitcha b'sulim. What does that mean? I didn't find b'sulim. What does that mean? He didn't go near her. Gemara answers what he means to say is lo matasilu bitcha kisher b'sulim. I didn't find anyone that contradicts these two edim that said she's out of b'sula. I didn't find that. That's what it means.
I didn't find witnesses who upheld her virginity.
Exactly. I didn't find witnesses that dispute what my witnesses say. I didn't find such a thing. Exactly. Bishlam Elazar ben Yaakov ha'nedichsev ele besule biti. Well, it makes sense that the father will say, well, here's the besulim of my daughter. Ela rabbanon, my, what does that mean? My ve'ele besule biti. What it means is the same thing. Ele kishare besule biti. These are the edim that are going to substantiate my daughter's besula status.
How do they do that?
I don't know how they do that exactly. According to the Rabbanan, it makes perfect sense. It says that uparsu simla. They spread out the sheet to show, is there anything on the sheet? Is it dam on the sheet? Ella, Rabbi Avo, Ella Rabbanan, where am I? Ella Rabbanan, my parsu simla. What does it mean, he spread out the sheet?
They didn't do anything.
So, Amar Bevo, parsu ma sheshamla. They spread out what they're going to talk about. What that means is meaning. Kiratanya uparsu asimla malam et shabon edim shalzeh the edim shalzeh. They bring edim uboredes hadavar kesimla chadasha, and they clarify it like a brand new white sheet that's nice and clean. They're going to get to the bottom of it. They're going to clean up this mess. That's what it means. It's a metaphor. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Omar devarim kichsavan simla mamish. They mamish take a sheet and spread it out on Besin. Says Tosvos in the second Tosvos, the middle Tosvos, Tema, what are you spreading out the sheet for? You can't convict her without Edom. So what do you need a sheet? What does a sheet have to do with anything? Here's a sheet, it's mamish a sheet. You mamish go to Besin with the bed sheet and you show the Edom, you show the Dayanim, look at this bed sheet, it's all clean.
Yeah.
This is, what are you doing that for?
That's how it's done.
But you need Edom.
No,
of course you do. She can't get killed without Edom.
Wait a second.
Tema, lo Tema, al karchach, b'sheyesh Edom shezinsa ayri. We're talking about the Edom that she was mezana when you were engaged. D'mishum shalo yimatzu al simla, dam besulim, ein laharga. Because you don't find dam besulim on a sheet, you're going to kill her? Of course not. Of course not. Im kain, ma toeles yesh, b'prishas al simla. What are you putting the sheet for? What are you wasting everyone's time for? The pshit alone, the pshit that's obvious, the low mishkachi edim b'shvil kach. That's not going to make a difference. Whether or not the sheet is dirty, the yesh lalidlos shahanoeth hateta. You could maneuver yourself in such a way, you're not going to make any stains, right? So what does the sheet have to do with anything? You hear? You hear the Tosa's question? No, you don't have the question?
I do have the question. I think the question is the problem.
Why?
Because it's practical, and otherwise it never can happen.
Why not?
I don't have witnesses.
Get them. We just said.
What witnesses?
The two agents walking down the street. They saw her going into a hotel with another man. What's going on here? Aren't you, aren't you engaged to Ruvain?
You're going to the other. You're looking at it from the other way. This guy gets married.
Yeah.
Comes back the next morning.
He says, what's going on here? There's nothing on the sheet.
So
she says, well, let me give you my terrace. He says, I don't believe you. Right?
Exactly.
That's what happens.
And he brings the sheet, and they ask him where the Edom is. They never ask where the Edom is. Otherwise,
that's the whole point.
That's what Tosas is saying. You cannot kill somebody without Edom. You can't do it because of a sheet. You can't kill somebody because of a sheet. So you need Edom.
They don't kill her anyway.
Sure they do. If it's true, the Edom will come and say, it's taka true. Yeah. So we said, how are Edom going to know? So that's what Rashi said on Daf Beis. When you come to Bezin, you cause a stir. And when you cause a stir, people might know, hey, I remember her. She went into the hotel room.
But one second. But according to, is if there are no witnesses, what happens?
Nothing.
He kicks her out.
Fine. Okay, but she doesn't get killed.
You only get killed if
the only way to have that is Edom. You have to have Edom. You can't kill somebody because of a sheet. So Tosas says, what are you bringing the sheet for? Tosas asks. He has Tosas' question? It's all psychology. V'yesh lomar, disavar, delo mechayiv, you're not going to be chayiv, ela im kein heiz panav, l'shanos es hayidua. Someone's going to have the chutzpah to lie in one of the sheets in front of you? Shemachatzif, you're going to be of such chutzpah, laharos hasimla, below basulim lebezdin, you're going to bring this clean sheet to Bezdin, and she's going to still deny it, right? The name's a shakron, shemalei adam. No, it's really full of blood. It's all to play with people's minds. It's all to get people, that's all it's for. Of course you can't convict somebody because of a sheet. So what are you bringing it for? You're bringing it for the psychology. Look at this. What you going to do? No, let me explain to you. Or, if it's full of diamonds, he's a liar. Right?
Like the gloves by OJ.
Exactly. What?
Or he brings another sheet.
All right, so we don't assume that.
Never assume that.
Exhibit A. Ma'am, don't you agree this is the sheet? Right?
She goes, no.
Right? So that's why. So that. So, but you hear, tells his answer. It's a good answer.
Right, but any sheet would be good. You don't give him that sheet. Hey, look at this. Oh my God!
Right. Okay. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Gurye Mishmei Dev Yochanan Af Lagav Shalom Atzir B'Chol Dorakula Shechalak Hakasef Bein Bia Kedarka L'Bia Shalok Kedarka. It never makes a difference, right? Bia Shalok Kedarka is just as usher as Bia Kedarka. It's just as usher, right? Lemakos, whether you get malchus, loanshin, for other punishments, avo motu shem rachilik. When it comes to motu shem, we do make a distinction. Why? Because you can't have dam if it's lokadarka. Right? Ein chayev ad sheyibal shelokadarka. Her affair was shelokadarka. Yotzi shem rachidarka. But when he makes a motu shem, it's kadarka. So that doesn't make any sense. So Kiman, who said that? E Rabbanon, Afakafta Lobal. Well, the Rabbanon said you don't even have to have Bia. Yeah. Right? And E Kerbalaza Ben Yaakov, and if it's a Reza Ben Yaakov, Edi Kedarka Beinon. It has to be Kedarka both ways. Yeah. Right? Elo, you're right. Shalach Rav Kahana, Mishmei Dev Yochanan, we said the statement wrong. Eino Chayiv, Ad Yibal Kedarka, Vyotzi Shemra Kedarka. Normally, you just as also if it's low Kedarka, but not here, because here it's a Basulim issue. So it has to be Kedarka. Okay? Well, that's always a question. What do Edom see? It's always a question. Forget an Aram Rasa. Any affair. How do Edom see what happened?
Exactly.
Right? So the Gemara says the Damamish is sitting on top of them. Right? And by the way, what about going and seeing them going to a room? Is that enough? That's a sota.
Right.
I saw them go in. What happened in there? I don't know.
Right.
I didn't go in. How else? Right, so the Gemara makes a statement in Makos that the Edom have to see like water, like putting a thing of tooth of thing of lipstick into the container.
Right, what are they?
The Mamas have to see that.
Right,
that's very unusual.
Yes, keeping calm.
It's very unusual. But by the way, I have a kasha on in general. You need Edom to be Mekadesh a woman, yeah. And in times of the Torah, you can makadesh with bia. So how do you have edim on that? Serious question. How do you have edim on that? So we have edim yichud, where they go into the room together, but they don't do anything. And we all know it's the middle of the wedding. Well, they took their clothes off. The whole thing is not shayach. So what if you makadesh with bia, which you're allowed to do? Today we don't do it because it's prost. But in the times of the Torah, you could do it. So was edim on that? So the truth is, I didn't ask this question. Tosas asks this question. And he asks it by Yibam also. Because by Yibam also, you need Edom for Yibam? So the brother died. Now the brother comes, the husband dies. So the brother comes, and he takes the wife. What happens? You have Edom on that now? To consummate the marriage? It's a very funny thing. You have Edom going into that room? I don't know.
Right.
If you kind of just cast that, you have to have Edom. If a man gives a woman to a ring and nobody saw it, they're not married.
Right.
There's no dispute. Doesn't matter. You need to aid him.
Right. You see the.
So what about Edibia?
You see now the rabbit. Let me see the ring. Let
right. Look at the back. So what about Edibia? Right. How close are they going to get? Mm-hmm. It tells us to ask that question. We'll do it in Kedushin. He asks that question in Kedushin. I don't think he answers it. If I remember, I don't think he answers that question. It's a good question. It's a Lamdish question. Anyway, new Mishnah. Ready? New Mishnah. Ha'av Zakai Bebito, the father has the zechus in his daughter, b'kedusheha, in her kedushin money, b'kesef, u'b'shtar, u'bia. Meaning, he can marry her off to whoever he wants. And, if it's kesef, he gets to kesef. Shtar, he also gets to shtar. What's that shtar worth? B, he doesn't get anything. Zakaya b'mitziyaseha, he is entitled to anything she finds, ooh, ma'atziyadeha, and anything, any money she earns, or, and also, ba'afaras nedareha, and mefer neder, and makabel is gita, and he's allowed to be makabel her get. This is already a longish thing. If he's makabel her get, what does the get say? Hare ani megareshes plonis? Or the daughter of what's his name? It's a longish question. What does the get say? What does it mean the father gets to get on her behalf? As a shliach, or like as a father? What? So, okay, whatever. The eino ochel peiros b'chayeha. But if she inherited money from her mother's side that the father can't touch, he's not allowed to touch those peiros. Okay? They're hers alone. Asks the Shita Mikubetzes, why not? Why? Why is that true? How come? So what is it? If she finds out, if she wins a lottery, then the husband, the father, gets those lottery money, right? She's walking down the street and she sees a gold watch. The father gets the gold watch. Why? So we're going to say later in the week, because it's Eva. The father has to support his daughter and she's richer than him. It's a crazy situation. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Why does she get to eat why can't he touch her fruits? So the Shita Mikubetzes answers, right? That, yeah, so she's walking down the street, what did she find already? She found something. Okay, so she has to share it. But a big item, Shita Mikubetzes says the father doesn't have any tainus. He'll only have tainus on small items. If you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Right, living in a house together. So on a big windfall, alright, she got a windfall. Why should I tumble with that windfall? Right? She got a big Yerusha from her mother. So, okay, she's lucky her. But on the day-to-day things, he'll have a time. I don't understand. Like, she can't share with me. That's what she's doing about this. Think about it, it makes a lot of sense, no? Okay, next. Nisei's, a married husband, has more, everything we just said he gets. Yes, al-abal, more, the husband has more. He can eat those peiros. Right? He can. It's called nichsei malug. He can, right? He's also chayav to support her. Ubi porkana, and to redeem her if she gets captured. And also ubikivurasa. He also has to be busy with burying her. He has to pay for the burial expense. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, filu oni should be Yisrael, even if they're very poor. Lo yivchos mishnei chalilin umekonenes. He can't not give her at least two people that play the flute and the people that wail, which was apparently the custom at every funeral. They came and cried and made it very sad. And he, well, I'm not giving that for her. She doesn't need that. Right? No, even he can't deny her that. Now, kesef minolan, how do you know the father gets the kesef? Rabbi Yehuda Markra, it says, v'yotza chinam in kasef. She goes out free, she goes out from her master, in kasef, no money. So we make a drasha. In kasef la'adon zeh. Yeah, this master has no money. Aval yesh kasef la'adon acher. But there is another master who does get money when the woman leaves. Umana, who's that? Avia, the father. Ve'eva l'dida. Maybe she gets the money. How do you know the father? Maybe she gets it herself. Hashta, one second. Avia makabel kedushin. The father gets the kedushin. Well, he can decide who she marries and she gets the money. That doesn't make any sense. Vein mahani mili katana. That's only by a katana, the less la yad, where she has no authority. Avol naira, the is la yad, e tikadesh navsha, vi tishik al kaspa. What about by a naira? Why doesn't she get the money by a naira? Amarkra bin ureha beisaviha. It says when she's a naira in her father's house, call shevach nurim lavia. All shevach of a naira go to the father. Is that true? All shevach of a naira go to the father. How do you know? Because it says bin ureha beisaviha. Ve'lahada amar v'huna amar rav menayin shemaisa bas lavia. How do you know whatever the father makes goes to the father? Whatever the daughter makes goes to the father. The answer would be nureha beisaviha. No, I have a whole different drasha. It says, "Shenemar ki imkar ish es bito la'ama." A man sells his daughter for an ama. Ma ama, ma'asiyadel la'raba. Just like by an ama, the work goes to the master. Af bas ma'asiyadel la'via. Gesundheit. Lamali. What do we need all that for? Tape it limb, and we have a sevia. Right? Ella, you're right. Hahi yahu, pafaras nadarim hu dechsev. That's all we're talking about, pafaras nadarim. V'chi teima neilev minei. So learn it out from there. Just like he has the right to be made for a neder, and that neder could have consequences. Probably does have consequences, right? So he can be made for that. So do we get her salary? So mimana means we're loyal fitted. Now we're not only surim. She makes a neder. I'm not cleaning the house. I'm not eating. So the father can pay for that neder. So you can get her money too. No, we don't learn out mimana from isurin. What about from the fact that the father gets the kinasos of his daughter? So no, mimana mikinasa loyal finan. We don't learn that out either. Who gets the boshes of pagam? The father. So shiny boshes of pagam. The vietnami shayach ba. We said this earlier in the week. The father gets the boshes of pagam because he can cause boshes of pagam to his own daughter. How so? Yeah. Marry him to a loser, right? Ela mistabra dechi mamayet rachmana yitzia dekavasei kamamayet. So the answer is, so how do you know? So it's mistaber that the chimemayet rachmana yitzia dekavasei kamamayet. Rashi says, that when a woman leaves the master, she doesn't take any money with her. Just the opposite. The only way to leave is she pays off the master. So too, when the woman leaves the house and gets married, she doesn't take any money with her. The money goes to the father. That's how you know. For halo damia, it's not comparable. Ha yitzia la yitzia, they're not comparable. Ha sam gabi adon nafkale mirishuse lagamri. When it comes to a husband, when it comes to a master, well, a father, when it comes to a master, she leaves his rishus totally. She's gone from him. When she leaves her father, not 100% yet, because she still has to wait for chuppah. So the Gemara answers, you're right, from afaras nedarim, mia nafkale mirishuse. But from afaras nedarim, she's still left the rishus. Ditnan nara hamurasa aviu uvaila mefirin la nedarah. The father and the husband now have to be made for her nedarim. Meaning, it's not 100% that the father's in charge. He's enough in not in charge to compare it to an adon. Okay, and then one more line. Shtar bia. How do you know? Minolan. How do you know? Amar kra v'haisel ish acher. Iskash havayis lahadadi. All the marriages are compared to each other. So just like the father can get kesef, the father has the right to marry off with shtar rubia too.
He gets nothing from it.
Right. Okay. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos. And a good Ner of Rosh Chodesh. And once again, the learning was Le'ila Nishmas, Rachel Bas Mordechai, Yartzeit is today, and Hashem Shel Avin Aliyah.